And now the Jell-O family presents...
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
Yes, it's the Aldrich family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelce as Homer. And yes, it's the Jell-O family, with its three famous desserts. Jell-O in those six delicious flavors, Jell-O puddings with that old-fashioned homemade flavor, and Jell-O tapioca puddings. A miracle of goodness, a marvel of speed.
For desserts that are delicious, boy, believe me, you should know. They are made by famous J-E-L-L-O.
And now for the Aldrich family. A typical teenage boy like Henry Aldrich is as unpredictable as the weather. And like the weather, he can change in a moment from storm to calm. And usually, a whole household changes with him. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. It is early Saturday evening.
Sam, would you like me to put another log on the fire?
No, thank you, Alice.
I wouldn't mind a bit, dear. I know you like to be warm when you're reading.
Alice, there's only one thing I really like when I'm reading.
What, dear?
Not to be talked to.
Well, you won't have to worry about Henry bothering you tonight. He'll be out of the house the whole evening. And frankly, I don't know why one of us didn't think of it years ago.
Putting him out of the house?
No, dear. Arranging for the children to have a party at a different home each week. It'll be so much easier sitting in the kitchen one night every 2 months when we know that the rest of the time we can read in the living room in peace and quiet.
We can?
Of course, dear. Just as you are now.
Yes.
Elizabeth said she thought the idea was a stroke of genius. But I wouldn't go so far as to say that. Would you, Sam?
Alice, I think your idea is wonderful. It's brilliant. It gives me an opportunity to read this book. Now, suppose I read it.
Dear, you can't read it if you keep on talking all the time.
Mother!
Yes, Henry?
Have you been making any rag rugs recently?
Any what?
Rag rugs! I can't find my maroon socks.
Henry, your socks are in your top drawer.
I'm sorry, Mother, they are, and I've turned my drawers inside out.
That's strange, because I distinctly remember putting them away.
Alice, why don't you go upstairs and help him look?
Well, while I'm doing that, will you please answer the phone?
Now, wait a minute. Henry's perfectly capable of finding his own socks.
But, dear...
You answer the phone.
Mother!
Alice, Henry's calling you.
What is it, Henry?
The phone's ringing.
Yes, dear, I know. Hello?
Hello, is that you, Mrs. Aldrich?
Yes, how are you, Homer?
Okay, I guess, except for my arms.
Your arms?
They're just sort of aching from carrying a couple of armchairs out to the kitchen for my parents. But don't worry, they'll be in shape by the time Agnes gets here.
Your parents?
No, my arms. Could I speak to Henry, please?
Dear, Henry's in his bare feet, but he'll see you at your party in a little while.
In his bare feet?
Father!
Goodbye, Homer.
I know, but...
Father!
Oh, Sam!
Yes?
Henry's calling you.
Henry, your mother told you where your socks were.
I found my socks, Father. I had them on.
Alice, do you think we should have his eyes examined?
Dear, the only trouble with Henry is his body works faster than his mind.
Father, what I can't find now is your tie clip.
Now, stay here.
Sam, I'll go look for it. You just go back to your book.
Perhaps I should wait until Henry's mind catches up with the rest of it.
Well, my goodness. Hello?
Mrs. Aldrich, we were cut off.
Homer, what is it you want?
I have to speak to Henry. It's very urgent.
Just a minute. Henry!
Yes, Mother?
Homer wants you on the phone.
I can't come now. I'm taking a bath.
Dear, I thought you were all dressed except your feet.
I was, but I just got shoe polish on me.
Hello, Homer?
Is he coming, Mrs. Aldrich?
No, he can't right now. Suppose you give me the message.
Well, listen, Mrs. Aldrich, I've got some bad news. Our radio's just gone on the bum.
Really?
And we won't have anything to dance to.
Homer, couldn't you play the piano?
How could you dance to Home Sweet Home?
Dear, haven't you been studying for years and years?
Only 5, Mrs. Aldrich.
And all you can play is Home Sweet Home?
Sure. Gee whiz, I'm no child prodigy.
Oh, I wish I could suggest something, but...
Well, as a matter of fact, how is your radio working, Mrs. Aldrich?
Our radio? Oh, I'm afraid Mr. Aldrich wouldn't let that out of the house.
Well, Mrs. Aldrich, did you ever hear that saying about the mountain and Mohammed?
What's that?
If your radio can't come to us, I'm sure the gang wouldn't mind going to your radio.
Now, just a minute, Homer. I'm afraid that's out of the question.
It is?
And besides, it's your parents' turn to look after the party tonight.
But neither of them plays the piano.
Well, dear, would this help you? There's a neighbor of ours who has a portable phonograph and a complete collection of records.
Oh, boy.
I'll send Henry over to borrow them.
You will, Mother?
Okay, but will you tell him to hurry? Half the kids are here.
Yes, Homer.
And if we don't get something to dance to, I'll never get Willie out of the punch bowl.
All right, Homer. Goodbye.
Mother, you mean I have to start running errands at a time like this?
Just over to Miss Spencer's to pick up her phonograph and records. Homer needs something to dance to.
Boy, I always have to wait on him, hand and foot.
Dear, you're not doing this for Homer. You're doing it for your father and me. And I thought you were taking a bath.
I decided I didn't have time. I'd only keep Diane waiting.
Well, here's your overcoat.
Thanks, Mother.
Dear, don't forget to put your gloves on.
Okay.
And have a good time.
Thanks, Mother. You and Father have a good time, too.
We will. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Was that Henry leaving, Alice?
Yes, Sam.
Well, thank goodness.
Oh, dear. Hello?
Hello, is that Mrs. Aldrich?
Yes.
Well, I'm very sorry to bother you, but this is Diane.
Diane?
Yes, Diane Conway. I'm going to a party tonight with your son, Henry.
Oh, of course, and he's certainly looking forward to it.
Oh, so am I.
And so are we. That is...
But do you happen to know whether Henry is picking me up at home or at DeHaven's drugstore?
Well, didn't he tell you?
Oh, yes, he did, I think. But you know how when Henry tells you something, one minute it's perfectly clear, and the next minute, you know what I mean?
Well, dear, I'm not sure, but he just left, and I was under the impression he was going to pick you up at your house.
Oh, my goodness, he can't do that.
Well, where are you now, Diane?
Well, I'm waiting down here at the drugstore.
Well, then suppose you go back home and wait for him.
But by the time I go all the way home, I'll miss him.
Well...
And I can't. Stay here. Everybody's staring at me.
Now, dear, just calm down. I know what we can do. You wait right where you are.
But Mrs. Aldrich...
It'll only be for 5 minutes. Goodbye. Sam!
Yes, Alice?
Will you please come here a minute?
What's the trouble now?
Here's your coat, dear.
My coat? I'm not going anyplace.
Sam, don't argue. You'll have to go down to DeHaven's drugstore before that child goes to pieces.
What child?
Diane. For the sake of our whole evening, Sam, you'll have to pick her up.
Pick her up and what?
Dear, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Hello?
Hello, Homer. This is me.
Henry, where have you been?
I've been slightly delayed, Homer, but I'll be right over to your place.
But, Henry, I thought you weren't coming, and I talked everybody out of dancing.
But, Homer...
So what do you say we go someplace?
After I've gone to all the trouble of getting you a phonograph and records.
What records have you got?
Well, I'll tell you. Listen, Homer, how would the gang feel about Schubert's Eighth?
Who's Eighth?
Schubert.
Yeah. His eighth what?
Symphony, Homer. Haven't you ever heard of the Unfinished Symphony?
Listen, Henry, why would we want to listen to that?
I know, but...
Even Schubert wasn't interested enough to finish it.
But, Homer, that's the only kind of records Miss Spencer has.
Well, it's a good thing we're not dancing. Look, why don't we all go over to your place?
My place?
I mentioned it to your mother before, but I don't think she took the hint.
Now, listen, if you're planning to go over to my house, you're crazy.
What do you mean by a statement like that?
Homer, my folks are going to have one peaceful evening at home if it's the last thing I do.
Hello?
Hello, Alice.
Sam, where are you?
Down at DeHaven's drugstore. And, Alice, what does Diane look like?
Well, I'm not sure, dear, but I believe Henry mentioned something about blue eyes.
What kind of a description is that? What's she wearing?
Sam, I haven't any idea. Although...
Yes?
It's pretty cold. She's probably wearing a fur coat.
You think so?
If she has one. Although, frankly, I doubt it.
Alice, I'm coming home.
Dear, you can't do that. Diane's waiting for you.
She isn't waiting here.
Then you better run over to Hilliard's drugstore and take a look around there.
But that's all the way across town.
Sam, we can't leave a single stone unturned.
Alice, how nice of you to phone.
Elizabeth, do you happen to know what Diane looks like?
Diane?
Yes, Henry's girl. Sam's down at Hilliard's drugstore looking for her, and we haven't the faintest idea what she looks like.
Oh, Diane. Well, as a matter of fact, Homer was talking about her at supper tonight.
Really? What did he say about her?
He said she was a dish.
A dish?
Yes, dear. You know, a Lulu.
Well, that's some help. Homer didn't mention exactly where Henry was to meet her, did he?
Well, Homer claims that all Henry talked about was somebody named Schubert.
Schubert?
Yes, and the number was 8. Oh, and Alice.
Yes?
Well, since Sam is down at the drugstore and he has to go by here on his way home, do you think he'd mind picking up a quart of ice cream?
I guess not.
And a tube of toothpaste while he's at it?
All right, Elizabeth.
And Alice, I still think this idea of yours is a stroke of genius.
You mean about the party?
Yes. Will and I can bear up tonight as long as we know that next week at this time we'll be in your shoes.
Say, Charlie.
Yeah?
You see that fella standing over there by the soda fountain?
The one with his hat pulled down over his eyes?
Yeah. Keep an eye on him.
Why? What's he doing?
Well, every girl that comes in here, he steps up to her, see, and stares at her.
Yeah? What do you suppose he's up to?
Wait a minute. I'll handle him.
Sir. You there.
There's something I can show you.
What's that?
May I help you?
Why, as a matter of fact, yes, I might want to buy something.
Fine. Are you interested in reading?
I was earlier this evening.
Well, then, how about a good book?
A book? Why, all right.
We have a complete collection of pocketbooks right here.
Yes.
You just look over the titles and let me know which one you'd like.
Well, now then, let's see. Here's one.
Yes.
Little Man, What Now?
Diane, are you sure this is where that friend of your mother's lives?
Of course, Henry. And she has positively every kind of record.
She has, Diane? All popular?
I'm sure of it, Henry.
Oh, boy, Diane. It's a lucky thing I saw you waiting there in DeHaven's drugstore. The only thing is...
Yes?
Well, either your friend's out or she sleeps awfully hard.
Well, let's try the doorbell again.
I've got a better idea.
What are you picking up, Henry?
Some gravel. Stand back, Diane.
My goodness, are you going to throw it at the window?
Just gently.
Do you hear anything?
No, gee whiz.
Henry, I think we better give up and get to the party.
Give up? Why, if I don't get some dance records, do you know what Homer's going to do?
What?
Land right on top of my parents with all 4 feet.
Really?
Sure. Punch bowl and all. And can't you see what a mess that would make of their quiet evening at home?
My goodness, Henry. I think you're about the most thoughtful boy I ever met.
Gee, thanks. I'm going to have one more shot at that window.
My. How many other boys would go to all this trouble?
Gee, thanks. Give me some elbow room, Diane. There. Oh, boy.
Henry!
How did that rock get in with the gravel?
Alice, I'm calling to tell you this whole thing is utterly ridiculous.
Now, Sam, Diane's waiting for someone to meet her in a drugstore, and I promise...
But, Alice, it's getting embarrassing looking into girls' eyes to see what color they are.
But, dear...
I've never felt more like a criminal in my life.
What do you mean?
At Hilliard's, they threatened to call the police. And at Marshall's, they came right out and called me a masher.
You mean you've been to every drugstore in town?
I have.
Well, dear, is there a Schubert's drugstore on 8th Street?
What's that?
According to Homer, Henry talked about Schubert's at 8.
Alice, there's no such place.
Dear, you'd better have a look.
Now, wait.
And while you're there, Mrs. Brown would like a quart of ice cream.
Now, wait.
And a tube of toothpaste. And you better get a dozen lemons, Sam, in case they run out of punch.
Now, wait a minute.
Thank you. And now for some shopping instructions from Meredith Wilson and his talking people.
The talking people, you've been talking about the Jell-O family since last October, and you're getting pretty darn good.
Oh, sure. We can laugh together, ho-ho, and we can cry together, ooh-hoo-hoo, and we can shiver together.
Starting with strawberry,
cherry, lemon, lime, J-E-L-L-O, never make a mistake.
How's that?
Well, hardly ever. And nobody makes a mistake when they ask for the famous Jell-O family of desserts.
No, sir. There's regular Jell-O pudding, smooth and luscious.
And Jell-O tapioca puddings.
Full of personality.
And dimples.
And there's Jell-O.
The world's most famous shimmering dessert.
So colorful for your holiday table. I'd better have plenty on hand because Jell-O is easy to prepare and is so doggone good. Get Jell-O with the big red letters on the box in all six of those shimmering, delicious flavors. Starting with strawberry,
raspberry,
cherry,
lemon, lime, J-E-L-L-O, but you won't like Jell-O. Whoa, no, not much.
And now back to the Aldrich family.
Now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. In order to ensure the quiet evening they had planned on spending at home, Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are trying to get Henry off to a party. But the more they try, the further they get from their goal. The scene opens in Springer's hardware store. It is a little later the same evening.
It is, operator. The line's still busy?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, look, could you cut in on the conversation?
No, sir. I'm sorry.
But look, operator, it's only my mother speaking, see, and I'm her son.
I beg your pardon?
Her only son, see? And I know she'd want to talk to me. And we pay our bill regularly, every month.
I beg your pardon?
Sure, so couldn't you please cut in?
I'll try your number again and call you back.
I know, but you... Hello? Oh, boy.
Henry, you want me to wrap these for you?
The only thing is, Mr. Springer, I should speak to my mother first.
Now, look, when you got me out of bed to come down here and open my hardware store, you didn't say you were dragging your mother into it.
I'm not, Mr. Springer. Gee, I wouldn't think of dragging her out of the house when she's spending a nice, restful evening. Oh, boy, excuse me. Hello, operator.
Henry, is that you?
Gee whiz, Mother.
Yes, where are you?
Down at Springer's Hardware. And look, could I charge a small item or two to Father?
But
just
dear...
a window pane and some putty.
Henry, what for?
You mean you want to go into all the boring, uninteresting details now?
Yes, dear.
But I'm right here in the store with Mr. Springer in a nightshirt.
Henry, you're wearing what?
No, it's Mr. Springer, see, and he's shivering. So won't you please say yes?
Well...
Gee, thanks, Mother. You can wrap them up, Mr. Springer. And another thing, Mother...
Yes, dear?
Well, I got sort of separated from Diane, see?
You mean you found her?
Sure, Mother, only I lost her again. When the window broke, we both had to run. So would you mind phoning her folks for me and see if she went home?
My goodness.
And then would you please phone Homer and tell him I'm practically on my way to the party?
But Henry...
All I have to do now is repair a little something and find Diane and round up some records and then I'm all set.
Hello? Hello, Alice.
Sam, where are you now?
I'm phoning from Schubert's Delicatessen.
Where?
Schubert's Delicatessen. It's on the south side of town.
Dear, what are you doing there?
What am I doing? I'm looking for Diane.
But, Sam...
And this ice cream is beginning to melt.
Oh, mister.
Oh, just a minute, Alice.
Mister, did I hear you say you were looking for Diane?
Why, yes.
I'll tell her you're here.
You mean she's... Hello, Alice.
Yes, Sam?
Alice, I found Diane.
Well, thank goodness. Henry will be so happy. Just take her and the ice cream and the lemons and the toothpaste straight over to the party at Homer.
Very well.
And, Sam, I just phoned Diane's parents and they're terribly upset.
What about?
Well, they thought she was lost. So would you please stop by a drugstore again and buy some spirits of ammonia for Diane's mother?
Diane's mother?
Yes, dear. She's been having hysterics.
Good heavens.
And hurry, Sam. Goodbye.
Diane will be right with you, mister, as soon as she's through waiting on that table.
What's that? Now, hold on. There must be a mistake.
While you're waiting, what kind of meat do you like?
Meat?
Sure, Diane's boyfriends always buy something.
I am not one of Diane's boyfriends.
Sure, mister, sure. Now, what kind of meat do you like?
Together and we'll think of something.
Henry, what is it you're trying to say?
Isn't it clear, Mother? I'm in a music shop on the edge of town, see, and I finally got some records.
You mean you bought them?
No, I got them on the cuff on account of my face.
Your face?
Sure. The man said one thing about it, it's honest.
Well, dear, that's fine. Then you're all fixed up.
I am?
Well, didn't I tell you? Your father found Diane.
Sure, but, well, frankly, Mother, there's a slight new development.
Henry, it's nothing serious.
Serious? Oh, no.
What is it?
Well, brace yourself.
Henry, what's happened?
I just discovered I sort of lost Miss Spencer's phonograph.
You lost it?
Well, not exactly. That is, I have something else instead.
What?
A typewriter.
Oh, my heavens.
The case looks exactly the same, Mother, so you can't blame the fellow too much.
What fellow?
On the streetcar. The fellow who picked up my phonograph and left me this typewriter.
Oh, my goodness. Henry, hang up.
Hang up?
I think I can catch your father at Diane's house.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Okay, mister. Don't do it again.
Don't do what?
Drip milk in the dirt.
It isn't milk. It's ice cream.
I got enough to do sweeping out these streetcars without people traipsing through and dripping milk.
Well, look, suppose I just sit down here where I'll be out of your way.
Can't sit there.
Why not?
That's the motorman seat.
I don't intend starting your streetcar.
Just the same, you can't sit there. Company rules.
All right, all right. May I just ask you a simple question?
Last time a layman sat on the motorman's seat, there was trouble.
Well, look, you have a lost and found department down here at the car barns, haven't you?
It wasn't the lost and found.
What wasn't?
Fellow run the thing right off the tracks and smack in the cafeteria.
Look, I'm not interested in your cafeteria.
It's closed anyway.
May I just ask one simple question?
I don't see why not.
Well, now look. A little while ago, my son was riding on a streetcar.
This streetcar?
I don't know what streetcar. It doesn't matter what streetcar. The point is...
Mister...
Yes?
You're dripping in my dirt again.
I'm very sorry. The point is, he had a phonograph.
On the streetcar?
Of course on the streetcar.
Can't play music on the streetcar. Company rules.
He wasn't playing it. He was carrying it. That is, he set it down, and when he picked it up, he had a typewriter.
Is that so?
Yes.
Sounds like a good trick.
Oh, it was very simple. Someone else took his phonograph.
I know a few good tricks myself. Take a number.
What?
Any number. Go on.
Now, wait. All I want to know is this. Was a phonograph turned in here this evening?
A phonograph?
Yes, belonging to my son.
Oh, you're trying to find your son's phonograph.
Yes.
Why didn't you say so?
You mean there was one turned in?
Oh, say, look at that time.
Was there?
Sorry, mister. Time for me to go home.
What?
You tell your story to the night man.
No, wait a minute.
Can I move the footstool over for you, Sam? Or bring you your slippers?
Alice, there's only one thing you can bring me.
Yes, dear. What is it?
A large spoon.
A spoon?
Yes. I'm going to eat this ice cream.
Dear, you mean you didn't take it over to the Browns?
Under the circumstances, I did not go near the Browns.
But, dear, what about Elizabeth's toothpaste?
All my life I've wanted to eat a whole quart of ice cream, and now I'm going to sit here quietly by the fire with my book and enjoy myself.
Of course, dear. Wouldn't you like me to bring you a straw?
Never mind. I'll just drink it. Oh, here, you can take this out to the kitchen.
What is it?
Salami.
Salami?
Diane's boyfriends always buy something.
My goodness.
Alice, what's the racket upstairs?
It's Henry, dear.
Henry, isn't he at the party?
He can't find the party. They all left Homer's house for the Havens, and where they went from there, nobody knows. So Henry's up in his room typing.
Typing?
He's decided to give up society and write a book.
He has my wholehearted cooperation.
But, dear, what are we going to do about the lost phonograph?
Henry can pay for it when he sells his book.
Now, Sam.
Alice, we'll worry about that tomorrow. Right now, all I want to do is to sit back and put my feet up and relax.
You go right ahead, dear.
Alice, don't move.
Sam, there's someone at the door.
I know there is, but don't move. This is our quiet night at home.
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
Hello!
Alice, who's there?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Get in, Aunt George.
Well. Hello there, Mr. Aldridge.
Well, hello. Oh, Alice, this is Mr. and Mrs. Conway, Diane's parents.
So glad to meet you,
nice
Mrs.
to meet
Aldridge.
You, Aldridge.
Oh, Mr. Aldridge, I can't begin to thank you for all you've done for Diane this evening.
I don't mind telling you, we were pretty worried about her for a while.
But now that the children are all having such a lovely party over at our house, we thought we should drop by and say thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome.
And since we've never met you before, Mrs. Aldridge, Cora thought it would be nice if we really got acquainted.
Don't move that chair over a little closer.
We thought the four of us could sort of have our own little party.
Well.
Yes.
Well.
Well. Isn't that grand?
Their stockings on Christmas Eve.
Gee whiz, Homer. Who'd want to do a childish thing like that?
Okay, Henry, okay. But I'd just like to point out one thing.
What, Homer?
It may be childish, but think of all the extra surprise presents you get.
Right, and say, here's a surprise package for your holiday meals. The new Jell-O rice pudding, newest member of the famous Jell-O family. There was never anything quite like it before. Jell-O pudding, the 10-minute marvel. All you do is add milk and boil gently for 10 minutes. No fussy mixing, no bothersome custard to make, no cooking for hours on end. And you get rice pudding so delicious, even expert cooks are amazed. Super rich, gloriously creamy, with real honest-to-goodness homemade flavor. You can have it plain or fancy, thick or thin, however you like it best. And once you've tried Jell-O rice pudding, you'll never make rice pudding any other way. So buy it. Try it. The 10-minute marvel. The new Jell-O rice pudding.
Here's hoping you'll be in your living room and ours next week at the same time. Good night, folks.
The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is written by Patricia Jowdry and Del Dinsdale with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roth. And this is Dan Seymour in New York saying, the Aldrich family is brought to you by the Jell-O family.
For desserts that are delicious, boy, believe me, you should know. They are made by famous J-E-L-L-O.
Now for the Burns and Allen Show and their special guest tonight, Mr. and Mrs. Ronald Coleman.